Taken from the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus has just started out on his ministry, and he shows up in his hometown, and he shocks the people when he reads this scripture and says, "Today, this is fulfilled in your hearing." So let's read from the Gospel. When Jesus, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." A word from our Holy Scripture. Have you ever asked yourself the question, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Or something similar, is what I'm doing making a difference? Is this big house worth it when it costs so much to keep it going? Is the work I'm doing really doing anything for anyone, including myself? Is staying in this marriage worth it? Is this treatment or medication I'm taking making a difference? I've asked the question of myself more than a few times. Or is it worth all this work to make homemade antipasto, or baking cookies, or 300 shepherd's pies, as the Harmony Group did this past week after serving lunch for two memorial services within a few days? And sometimes we in the church ask the same question. Is it worth paying the mortgage, fixing the furnace, putting on a new roof, those kinds of things? Is what we're doing making a difference? It seems like such a drop in the bucket compared to what the needs are. And many little churches around the country are saying we can't do it anymore. And they're closing their doors. And these little churches that are closing are leaving these little communities without a place to gather, a community center, a place where faith is nurtured in the community. It just seems like such a drop in the bucket. But have you ever had a leak in your roof or in a pipe in your house that you've had to put a bucket under? It fills up faster than you can imagine. And each little drop in the bucket has contributed to a full pail that usually overflows onto your floor. Like our small acts of kindness and generosity, they add up to make a difference, to change lives. Most of us know that story of the little boy who's walking along the beach, and as he's walking along the beach, he's picking up the starfish and throwing them back in the water, and as he's walking along, a fellow who's been watching him and comes over to him and says, "Why are you doing that? There are so many starfish on the beach and you can't save them all. It's not making a difference." And as the little boy put the starfish in the water, he said it made a difference to that one. When Jesus walked into the synagogue at the beginning of his ministry, he picked up a scroll, he read a passage, and then he stated, "This is what I have come for. To care for the poor, to bring sight to the blind, to release the captives, to help the oppressed be free, to proclaim a message of hope, the day of the Lord's favor," he said. Like the starfish on the beach, Jesus couldn't help everyone. He helped a few. Those he encountered who needed help, he helped them. Most he had to leave, trusting that others would tend to their needs. That's why he called disciples. And that's why he still calls disciples today, you and me, to tend to the poor, the blind, the oppressed, the captives, and to share a message of hope to the world. Does it make a difference? I want to tell you a few stories today. Earlier in this fall, I got a call from Foothills Community Immigration Services. Nancy is the worker over there, and she called to say, We have an immigrant family from South Africa, a single mom struggling hard to tend to her three daughters. The youngest one just received confirmation that she had been accepted into post-secondary education, and she can't go because they can't afford the tuition. Can you help? I said, yeah, we can help. We can do that. And we did. We were able to help her out, and she is now in school. She wouldn't have been going to school. The mom is trying to upgrade so she can get a better job to support her family. And now she's able to do that. She came in just last week and said, I want to repay some of this. And I said, no, that's okay. We can take care of that. And she said, still makes me teary. You've saved my life. You've saved my life. Frequently, I get calls from the Okotoks Family Resource Center at Urgent Care from the social workers there. And recently, one of the social workers called and said, we have a young woman here who has a debilitating illness, who has lost a lot of time at work and is not able to pay her rent. It's not very much. Can you help her out? I said, yeah, we can help her out. So she came in. She is a lovely young woman and so gracious and so grateful. $400. And she had the means to live for another month and get back on her feet and get back to work because she had a good job. On occasion as well, I get a call from a counselor or social worker at one of the local schools, which I got just within the last 2 weeks, saying, we have a newly single dad who's struggling and he can't afford to pay for medication for his two daughters. Can you help? Of course we can help. I could tell you dozens of these stories and should tell you more about what is happening through your generosity, the Benevolent Fund. Just know, though, that through your generous giving, we serve the needs of this community and beyond into Okotoks. Is it worth it? And whether we are aware of it or not, in our daily lives, there are a lot of people in this community struggling with addictions. There are men and women struggling to overcome alcoholism who come in here every week just hanging on by their fingernails, trying not to take that next drink. I have been here when some of these folks have come in for their first time. And going to that AA meeting upstairs in our building not only might change the course of their lives, it might change the course of their families' lives. We have several meetings here per week in a room actually dedicated mostly to recovery. On Thursday nights here, Foothills Community Immigration Services, right across the road, hosts immigrants and refugees upstairs. They teach them English as well as Canadian culture. They and their children will be the ones becoming citizens who are serving this community and our country in the future. So we partnered with them to help them get a better start with life in Canada. Just this past week, while hosting Jacket Racket, a woman came in for something else, and when I told her we had jackets for Jacket, she asked what's going on, and I said, we have jackets for Jacket Racket. She then proceeded to tell me that she was working two jobs to support her family because her husband was out of work, and she was delighted to be able to go through the jackets and find a jacket for her husband. Throughout this fall and for a while in the spring, every school day, 44 children in local schools have received lunches, perhaps the healthiest food they may eat all day, or the only food we have heard in a couple of cases they might eat in a day. You can't learn if you're hungry, and education is important. You have been making them lunches every single school day and delivering them to schools. Is it worth it? Recently, at one of our after worship lunches, someone noted that they were grateful that we were here because we were nurturing faith in our community and faith in our children and in our youth. These young folks have a place to come where love is encouraged and faith is explored. It's also a place where our faith is nurtured through worship, Bible study, courses, service, and outreach. Bev has said it many times. She's here because of her kids. Many parents say the same thing. And this summer, we told this community in Okotoks that we were the church that didn't care who people loved, that we were open and inclusive. We support those who choose to love and believe that God loves them just as they are. This is a place where you can be gay or straight, transgendered or divorced, and you are welcome. We are here when few churches are to support our brothers and sisters in their journeys. And it's important that there is a faith community that says that to people. Other initiatives have come out of this faith community. Recently, we've been invited by the mayor to participate in an initiative to look at affordable housing in Okotoks. In fact, we probably kickstarted it with a letter to the paper. We have been active in establishing a refugee support committee in town, which began during the Syrian refugee crisis. These are just a few things that we do. We offer public space for Parent Link Wednesdays and Fridays for parents to come and play with their kids and have that modeled for them. We offer places for concerts and recitals and political forums. We rent meeting space for counseling and other programs. Is it worth it? Our impact, in fact, goes far beyond this community. Many of you give to the Mission and Service Fund. Some of you may not know exactly what that is. That's on me. I don't say enough about it often. But across this country, people of the United Church give to the Mission and Service Fund. Some of this goes to global partners around the world to feed kids, provide resources for families so they can make a living. It goes to educate the poor, help eradicate disease, promote justice for the captive and the oppressed. And some of it goes to local community projects in Canada to serve the poor and to right injustices. And other money goes to support the structures of the United Church that serve each community across this country. This fund, the M&S Fund, serves the wider church and the greater good of a broken world. Every year, the United Church puts out a catalog called Gifts with Vision, and I had one, but I left it out at DeWitt. But they're back on the literature table, and I don't know about you, but I'm having a hard time figuring out what to give this Christmas to people who don't need anything. So if you want to buy a goat, or a cow, or a classroom, or seeds for somebody else in the world, you can pick up the catalog. It's on the literature table out here. And every year for the last several years, we have also supported the TEARS organization in the Dominican Republic. TEARS stands for True Evangelism Always Requires Sacrifice. The growth in education, clean water, community development, and healthy kids has been exponential in just a few short years. The progress has been far more evident there than we might see here because they may have further to go. But this community bought the property for a preschool and continues to support communities there. When we first went down there, how many years ago? Five, Joanne? 2012, 5 years ago, was the first trip we went down there. They didn't have the preschool. They had a school that went 1 to 6, grades 1 to 6, or lower. Now they have kids going from preschool right through high school because they just opened a high school this year. That's how fast it has changed in 5 years. This faith community has contributed significantly to that growth with other global partners. The moral and prayer support alone has been greatly appreciated. Is it worth it? One more story. This past year, we sponsored a Syrian refugee family, Nader, Kinda, and Senta. This past summer, they moved to Oakville, Toronto. They felt that there were more options there, and they knew some people there already. And they're doing well. I visited them just a couple of weeks ago and took a little video. So I'm going to let them tell you how they're doing.
Hi, good morning, everyone. It's evening now, and we are really glad that we have a new day in our new house. It's almost like 3 months from the day that we left. After 5 days, it will be 3 months that we left Calgary. We miss everyone there, we miss all the churches, we miss our family, because you are our families, and we stay all our lives with our families. Our families in the United Church of Orthodox and Donner Valley and the Deer Lake. Thank you very much. We arrived safely after the long trip. We crossed Canada. It's really an opportunity and give us a pretty nice feeling. And a really nice country to cross it. I wish everyone will make it someday. Like they make it. We are here in Ontario now, in Toronto, and that place we named it Oakville. It's really nice and quiet city. Everything is good. I start working here with Amazon, and I'm going step by step, and I'm feeling lots of experience here. It's my first job in Canada, and it's really nice job to have an Amazon job like this here. That gave me a chance to make this, and I take it seriously, and I'm going in the stairs to open up. The job is really nice, everything is nice, it's full time. I'm really happy with it. Santa started the school, she goes to the Catholic school the same time of year. It's like 400 meters from the house. She walking every day with Kinda. In the next of classes, but she's full time because they don't have lots of school for the coming year. And she will think she will start volunteering with the Santa and the school. And she will take a day to start the scene. Everything is here nice. Every place in Canada is nice. Also, we miss Orthodox very much. We miss our house there. There is lots of reasons that keep us to move from there, but we miss that place. We miss everyone there. We miss the people. Everyone invite us and everyone. I miss you when I'm coming to the Sundays in the church. I saw you, everyone said hi, and it's like a thing I can't say about it. All of you remember that when I arrived, I told you every time I'm looking from the window, and I say, oh my God, where I can. And I still have the same feeling. Before I stayed until dawn, but now I'm waking up 5:30 morning. That's crazy because I'm working 10 hours every day. Like, sounds crazy. But yeah, until now, we don't imagine that's almost a year. Like, less than 2 months will be our first year in Canada. The day is going really fast. It's a crazy day. This is our news. Everything good, everything nice. We happy that Julia came to visit us and we have a chance to see her here. And she saw everything. I call everyone there. I told them how we settled everything, but now Julia, she saw everything face to face, and she is happy because we are happy. And she now maybe, I guess, she will be more comfortable, and maybe she will take the big shot that she will take it, and everyone will saw the video. From here, from Oakville, our small house in Canada, we love you, everyone, and we miss you. And I will promise you, maybe next summer, maybe it's the summer after, we will come to visit. Every year we will have a visit to Calgary. And we don't forget anyone of you. You are every time in our prayers and our mind. Love you.
I miss you so much. And thank you for everything.
Yeah, I'm saying Calgary very much. Everybody told me I need to go back to Orthodox.
Okay,
but I'm excited. China, Barbara came to Julia, she will visit Calgary and Julia, she will go next.
I'm kidding.
I know it might have been a little difficult to hear them, but they, Kinder particularly is missing Okotoks, but they're doing very well there. He's working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, and they're extremely grateful for this community and bringing them to Canada, and they are happy. Is it worth it? I know that this community is bearing a burden of paying off a mortgage and maintaining staff. Bills need to be paid if we want to keep doing ministry. The boards here are seeking ways to make every dollar count in this community. And we are grateful for those of you who contribute what you can to the work of this faith community. Our goal this year for stewardship was not to ask you how much you made, but to encourage you to go on par, at least. And this program allows freedom for you and for us as we plan for the next year. Your par offering just comes out monthly, and can be changed any time with notice to Diane in the office. And you can increase or decrease at any time as well. Each year, it has been my goal to increase my offering, and this year will be no exception. Expenses go up, for sure, and there are even greater needs. And most of you have heard that I will be going on sabbatical this year, so there will have to be some replacement when I am away. I believe in the work we are doing. That's why I contribute to this church. And if you're able to commit through PAR, as many already are, it gives us more confidence to provide and plan for the next year. And you can give through two general funds, Mission and Service, and the Benevolent Fund. We have to continue to ask ourselves, is it making a difference? Is it worth it? Our mission statement says that with God's help, we are following Jesus, we are reaching people, and we are changing lives. As Christians, we follow the way of Jesus. We don't focus on what's wrong in the world. There are lots of people doing that. We look at the needs and what we can do to change lives. We make a difference. That's our calling, to change lives. Is it worth it? That's for you to decide. We move now into a time of prayer, of reflection.